Better access to social housing for women could have saved the country hundreds of millions of dollars each year in domestic violence prevention costs. A report that will be presented at this month's National Women's Safety Summits examined the cost of homelessness services and emergency care for domestic violence victims. It found the construction of 16,000 homes across the country would have been a cheaper and more enduring solution. Isabel Rowe reports.
To her friends, Catalina Valencia's marriage appeared normal. But at home, the Sydney mother was being emotionally and physically abused.
They work on your emotions, presented very well. However, when you are alone at home is when violence starts.
The marriage lasted 18 years until she decided she had to leave.
But obviously, it wasn't sufficient soon. And we have repercussions after that. I needed to stop working altogether.
Catalina Valencia's ex-husband was convicted of assault, and she went from being a working mother to someone who was jobless and homeless. She stayed in short-term, cheap rentals for years with some government help and found the process of being approved for permanent social housing incredibly stressful.
You can go to in front of a person in an office and be mistreated and ask you question and go through a protocol.
Catalina Valencia now works as an advocate for other victims of violence and believes the approval process for housing is so strict because of the shortage of places. The average time it takes to find housing for priority applicants in Victoria is just under a year. For Western Australia, it's more than 2 years. In New South Wales, it's up to 10 years. Kate Colvin from housing advocacy group Everybody's Home says only 3% of domestic violence victims across the country are getting the long-term housing they need.
What's happening is that women leave a violent home, end up in the homelessness service system, moving between motels, refuges, and so often they then return to a violent home because that feels like a safer option.
Analysis being released today by Everybody's Home finds building 16,000 homes across the country would deliver more than $15 billion in economic benefits, dwarfing the $7 billion estimated building costs. Kate Colvin says it's also cheaper year on year to keep families out of homelessness services.
We could save $122.5 million a year in health impacts if women are not in a situation where they return to a violent partner, and save a further $257 million a year by avoiding homelessness.
What has been the hesitancy, do you think, to take this approach if, as you say, it is cheaper?
I think we have a popular understanding that women can go into a refuge and be safe. But the fact is that refuges are full because they're full of women who can't leave because they can't find housing.
The New South Wales state budget has committed to building 400 social housing units, a fraction of what the state needs to accommodate the 50,000 people on the waiting list. The Victorian government committed more than $5 billion last year to build 12,000 homes over 4 years. The report will be presented at the federal government's landmark National Women's Safety Summit at the end of the month.
Isabel Rome.